Hi guys, welcome back to Dollar Dollar Bills, a way of life to build personal wealth and financial freedom. It's Ashley and we're back today, going to talk a little bit about a very uncomfortable topic for me, but I've received a lot of requests from you guys about it, so I'm going to kind of jump in with both feet with the limited knowledge I have on the subject, but I think it could be a good starting point for a lot of people out there who are kind of wondering, you know, what NFTs are, how I can use them, how should I use them, how risky they are, and same thing with cryptocurrency. I think cryptocurrency has been around a bit longer, so it's a little bit, I think, you know, more tangible, even though these are both physically very intangible. But it is something that has a little bit more longevity and a bit longer of a track record. So it's a bit easier for us to wrap our heads around. So I might go ahead and just start with some cryptocurrency talk. I do want to kind of start this conversation off with me personally. I haven't invested in either. I'm certainly not against investing in either. I think blanket statement, and I'll go into it in more detail with both respectively, but I think blanket statement would be, you know, take some precautions, manage the risk behind any of these kind of new, almost like technology and digital implementation into assets and into building wealth with a very risk-averse approach. Make sure you are using money that you can literally put down on a roulette table in Vegas and would be fine to walk away if you lost it all. As always, my biggest rule of thumb is make sure all of your expenses are being paid for the month. Make sure you are investing to the point that you need to from a goal standpoint into your retirement accounts respectively, and you have your emergency savings built up already. And then the money beyond that you use for investing, obviously, and I'm going to do a whole nother podcast just on investing that I'm actually doing currently today, so I can give you guys a little bit of a breakdown of all the different investments I'm doing and then what you guys can potentially do, and others, if you want me to talk about others, let me know. But, you know, investing in a little bit more of those safer vehicles, or more, I guess, again, more tangible, you know, historically stable vehicles that can still give you some really good returns. And then if you have money left over, you want to play with, you want to quote unquote kind of gamble a bit, then we can start looking at some of these other investments. And I use the term investment loosely. I've seen this come through, you know, all over social media, all over my Instagram. And, you know, crypto's been around a while, but NFTs are blowing up in terms of people saying they're making millions overnight, and, you know, NFTs are kind of just blowing up. So like I mentioned earlier in the podcast, I want to dive very, very quickly into crypto and cryptocurrency and kind of what I know about it and what I've learned from, again, my financial mentors about it, and going back to the point of I haven't myself invested in cryptocurrency, but I don't feel like it is necessarily a bad investment. I would go about crypto and really similar to NFTs, you're seeing some coins being generated kind of here and there. You're seeing new coins and new currencies being developed pretty much every year. So what I would recommend is, you know, again, first and foremost, you know, be very speculative of the long-term investment here. So again, when you look at your investments and you look at, you know, if you're looking at a spectrum from safe to very risky, I would definitely put this more on the risky side, and I would definitely allocate your money as such. I would definitely go with, you know, choosing small amounts of money. And again, this is assuming all of these other funds that I've talked about are, you know, fully being invested into monthly or bi-monthly or yearly or biannually, however you're doing it. But then I would choose small amounts of money and, you know, really, again, don't go with kind of like the trendy or the more recent forms of currency that you guys have seen, but I would go with something that has been around a while. So for example, I would go with Bitcoin. Bitcoin is one that has been, again, it has a bit more longevity behind it. There has been a bit more work that I have seen in terms of being able to take this intangible asset and actually use it a bit more tangibly in our daily lives. So for example, Susie Orman is my girl. I listen to her all the time. She's invested in Bitcoin. She does it through PayPal because it's easy. It's clear. She doesn't have to buy like a Bitcoin wallet and then have her investments kind of housed there. So there's been a lot of work to, I think, simplify and make it a bit more, you know, easy and transparent for people to use Bitcoin. So I would just stick with Bitcoin for now. There's also some ETFs out there for crypto. I would just kind of steer clear of those for now. Again, they're kind of relatively new, relatively recent. So I would just stick to something that's been around for a while. Track it, do your history and you know, do your homework on it and make sure it's something that you feel comfortable with. And again, if you're doing it in a way that it's just a small amount, really shouldn't be that detrimental to, you know, your bottom line or your wallet. So the other thing with cryptocurrency is, you know, you should still consider this a long-term investment. So you've probably seen, if you have followed it over, you know, over the past few years, over the past few months, it is all over the place, similar to really to the stock market right now, but it is up and down, very, very, very volatile, especially in the short term. So I wouldn't use this as a quick win for you guys. I wouldn't use this as a very short term, you know, get rich quick type of investment. You guys know that's usually, if it sounds or seems too good to be true, probably is. So I would use this similarly to how I would want you guys to invest from a long-term standpoint anyways. So use that same thought process, use that same methodology. And honestly, if the process itself for you guys is too cumbersome, if you don't understand it, don't do it. I think that's a general rule of thumb for me. That's also why I haven't done it. I haven't had a chance to really dive in and do my research on crypto, even though I do feel like it is, you know, a bit more of a kind of a safe investment than I would consider NFTs, because I know even less about NFTs. They're newer and so on and so forth. But I'll talk a little bit about those here in a minute too. The other thing is I would suggest, and I haven't talked about this yet, but I'll talk about it in a separate investment specific podcast on investments that I feel very, very comfortable talking about, is I would also still suggest the same way that you would do any of your investments to dollar cost average monthly with a set amount, if that's the way you want to go. You could just put something in, you could watch it, put something in and then stop and then kind of see how it goes. That's fine too. But if you are wanting to put in reoccurring investments into cryptocurrency, specifically Bitcoin, you know, I would do a dollar cost average, and really the whole mindset behind that is, you know, as things fluctuate, as things go up and down, you can't really depict or forecast what's going to happen in the future. You don't really know what's going to happen daily, monthly. So as those fluctuations happen, the goal is that you see those benefits, the negatives and positives, and they kind of not cancel each other out, but they somewhat kind of even out and level out a bit if you just dollar cost average. So you're not putting in a lump sum, let's say in May when, you know, Bitcoin's at 60,000 and then in June it was at 30,000 and, you know, you just lost half your money or more. So dollar cost averaging is always the way to go. And I would say, to be honest, if you want to invest, I would stick to, if you can afford it, like $100 a month to start. Again, the caveat always is that you have the money elsewhere. You're fully funding everything else elsewhere so that you have this extra money to put towards this and kind of see what happens. Because that's really what it comes down to, is seeing what happens. And we don't know what's going to happen with it. It could boom. And so it would be nice to be able to benefit from that. But you definitely don't want to do that at the detriment of, you know, the rest of your assets and of your investing plan, of your future, of your savings, so on and so forth. So again, I personally think digital currency is a thing of the future and, you know, something that we should be taking seriously. And I do think Bitcoin as a cryptocurrency is the best and safest, you know, tool to invest into. So that's what I'd be looking at for you guys if you know, I was actually going to take the next steps towards cryptocurrency. Again, some of these other coins that are coming out, I would just hold off on those. I would go towards something that has, you know, been out there for a while and has a little bit more, I would say, you know, functionality and capabilities in terms of also you guys being able to digest how to use it, how it's going to benefit you, so on and so forth. Okay, moving on to NFTs. So I am going to give you guys, and this is also helpful for me too. I did a little bit of digging on this just so I could understand really what it is too, because I see NFTs everywhere. For a while, I couldn't even grasp really what it was specifically, because NFTs seemed to be associated with all kinds of digital X, right? So an NFT is a non-fungible token that's a specific kind of crypto asset in which each token is unique. So fungible assets, which, you know, specific examples of those are like Bitcoin, like I just talked about, and also dollar bills, for example, they are worth exactly the same amount as you would assume that they're worth. So an example of this is, an example of like an NFT would be potentially like a concert ticket. So a concert ticket is of a certain value, but that value is only for, you know, depending on the type of concert, that certain, a certain seat and a certain date and a certain time. So beyond that, the value then changes. So NFTs are the same. So they're super unique because they can be used to authenticate ownership of digital assets like artwork, recordings, virtual real estate, virtual pets, you know, even all kinds of other stuff. Anything that you can make digitally really can become like this NFT asset. So when someone buys a virtual piece of art, video, etc., it's paired with a unique NFT, which is a token attesting to each owner's version, essentially saying it's the real one. So you can consider them as certificates of authenticity for digital artifacts. They're currently being used to sell a range of virtual collectibles. So again, anything and everything that you can think of in that realm, and there's so many kind of options and opportunities there. Each NFT is stored on an open blockchain, so often Ethereum's, and anyone interested can track them as they are created and sold and resold. The original artists can continue to earn a percentage of all subsequent sales. So it's interesting because there's still a way to kind of authenticate the asset, but it's an extremely unique way of kind of obtaining assets. And to be honest, it's a little too intangible for me to feel like I want to invest anything into it at this point. Again, what I'm seeing and hearing is there are definite ways you can make money with this. I think it's even more out there than cryptocurrency. I think from an investment standpoint, you need to, one, really do your homework before you dive into any of this stuff, because it is kind of far out there for me. But there are ways you can make money on this. The one thing that's very interesting and kind of funny to me is that from my perspective, as somebody who thinks of assets in various ways, either assets can build value monetarily, or assets are something physically that you can maybe sell for a profit. It's these, you know, NFTs, what people are doing with them are just like displaying them on monitors. Some are just like, they're just putting them up places. So essentially becoming kind of like artwork, digital piece of artwork, and so on and so forth, that you can actually use to kind of show off, whether it's in your home and, you know, in a public setting for some reason, if you have like a store, a shop, a museum, et cetera, you can do it there too. So from a buying and selling standpoint and being able to make money off this, you know, I think it seems like there's a lot of possibilities out there, but it just seem, at least to me, a little, a little fuzzy in terms of, you know, what is the true value? How do I know, you know, how much roughly I can make off something? You know, what is going to sell as an NFT? How do I get there? Those are all questions I still have. Like I said, I haven't really dug into the details of, you know, the process of obtaining one, of, you know, even creating one. And I know that there are places that you can buy and sell NFTs. So some that I've seen are very specialized marketplaces like Zora, OpenSea, and Rarible. There's also like a Coinbase NFT, which is a peer-to-peer marketplace that will make minting, purchasing, showcasing, and discovery NFTs easier than ever. And that is coming soon. So I would say generally, unless you guys are really into this and you have done your homework and your research, I would kind of hold off personally on this, or treat it like you would treat an investment with crypto. And if you have $100 here and there to put towards something, go for it. I don't even know if that's applicable here. So that's also why it's hard for me to give you guys advice on it. I would say, I think it's really premature and to give it a little bit of time to further mature, because this could be kind of the next big thing. It could be a fading fad. I honestly, it's very, very hard for me to tell right now. I do see, you know, we're talking metaverse now with Facebook. We're talking all of these, you know, digital currencies, digital ways of, you know, everything is kind of turning digital, and I don't see that going away. So saying that, it leaves me in, excuse me, in a bit of this limbo with you guys. I would hold off, see what this year does in terms of NFTs. And if you're so antsy and itchy to jump into it, but only with the money they are able to jump into it with, okay? All right, I'm going to end with that because I think I rambled enough about both. So as always, I want to end this with, always remember to respect yourself by respecting your money. We'll talk soon, guys. Thanks. Bye.